Mark Holden, good afternoon.
Oh, Dennis, what can I say?
I'm not sure. I'm in trouble for having you on. I'm getting filthy filthy emails. Here's one. I can't believe you're having Mark Holden, giving him airtime. He's a disgusting example since he started on Dancing with the Stars, and last night should be the last straw. He has treated his teacher, Jess, with minimal respect. He consistently talks and yells over everyone. He's rude and he's ignorant, the most ignorant person I've seen in a long time. What would you reply to Angie with?
All I can say is that I got into character, and the character inhabited me, and the clown took over, and it's a sort of a Jekyll and Hyde situation. And this morning, I'm Dr. Jekyll, and I'm deeply ashamed. I'm so sorry, and particularly sorry to the beautiful Princess Jess, who really does deserve better, and has put so much effort into me. And I'm particularly sorry that the lovely April Rose is gone, because she's an absolutely beautiful girl and a terrific dancer. And to be honest, I'm as shocked as your own listeners and the emails are that I'm still there.
There have been suggestions that you might have been drinking. What would you say to that?
I don't work drunk. I don't believe in it. No, it was just that once I put that, that was an homage to my childhood clown Bobo. You know, remember in the old days, in our days, Dennis, when each little town had its own kid show.
Yes.
In Melbourne, it was Zig and Zag. In Adelaide, it was the Channel Niners and Bobo. And it was my attempt to be to pay homage to Bobo. But once I put the costume on, it just took over, and it totally went off the rails.
On another side to this, Peter Ford has tweeted that the World Clown Association will investigate the performance. Now, is that of some concern?
Oh, yes, it's dreadful. I'm horrified by that news. Shocked.
Why did you say what you said to Kim Johnson?
Well, Kimmy seems to be a little obsessed with body parts. And I think the objectification of men is something that we need to stand up against. And I just felt that I needed to remind her that as people get older, you can't rely on the body parts. You know, I was going to say, which I didn't get to say, there was a time when I was Justin Bieber, and look, it went definitely left from there, and I've sort of devolved into an overweight sort of Bert Newton. And this is what can happen if you don't focus on, if you're just focusing on looks when you're younger.
Mark, it's also been suggested, and I have to say I had this thought too, have you been given a role to play?
Well, each week we create a role, and I did create the clown last night, and the clown took on a life of its own.
No, but to be controversial.
The week before I was paying tribute to my beautiful daughter, and I gave it my heart and soul, and the reality is I'm just not a very good dancer, Dennis.
Have you been a bit, the actual experience of being on Dancing with the Stars, did it sound good at the start, and when you suddenly realised what is involved and to be having to get up?
It's a lot of work. It's an enormous amount of work, but I'm loving that part of it because, you know, as you know, I've had some health issues over the years.
Yep.
and I've turned 60, and to actually be forced to move every day has been fantastic. I'm sitting here getting ready to learn the Paso Doble right now. And so I'm going to have to, for the next 2 or 3 hours, I'm going to be, you know, moving and sweating. And that's something that is incredibly valuable at this point in my life because, you know, over the last few years, you sort of excuse yourself and you go, you know what, I'm not going to go for that walk today. I think I'll just watch Ellen.